Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Are you feeling stuck at the edge of your next big breakthrough? Well, Curtis McCollum is here today to reveal how to crush hidden mindset blocks and align your vision with action and activate a soaring mindset so you can finally fly past those limits. So we are absolutely thrilled and excited to have you today, Curtis. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I mean, I'm just so excited to kind of share with you guys. You know, I love you and I love Kirsten for sure because of the fact that what you've done for me in my life. So yeah, I'm excited to share with you guys.
Thank you. Well, let's tell everybody a little bit about how you got into mindset coaching and how you really help people transform their businesses and their lives.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting journey because I actually started this journey about 40 years ago. 40 years ago, when I first got into sales, the reason I got into sales because I wanted to become a motivational speaker. But I didn't want to become a motivational speaker where you just say, hey, I'm a motivational speaker, and I didn't do anything. So I went, I started with a company. I became number one in the company. I did all the books and the tapes and, you know, Tony Robbins and all these things, walked on the firewalk. And 40 years later in this journey, I finally did it. After 40 years of this long journey of this really successful as a salesperson. So I got kind of life kind of got in the way. And so I stayed as a financial professional for almost 40 years. And about 5 years ago, me and my wife looked at each other and says, hey, won't you do what you've always wanted to do? Won't you really just do it? And I did it. And basically we took the step, took the leap. And now I became a mindset expert. You know, I'm certified as a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm certified in mental and emotional release and neurolinguistic programming. So all of these mindset concepts and these opportunities or these modalities that I actually coach in.
Love that. And if you think about it, for most people, you know, it is always kind of a battle with our own selves. You know, we get in our own way, we sabotage ourselves.
Yes.
And a lot of times we know it, but we don't really know why we do it, or we don't always see it happening when we're doing it. So let's talk a little bit about how you help people to stop doing that.
The first part of it is actually identifying the hidden blind spots. It was funny, yesterday I was in my kitchen and I heard this little bird tapping on my window. Tap, 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 tap. I'm like, what is that? And I thought about it and I'm like, wow, this little baby bird does not have the resources to understand that this is a window and therefore he can't see it. Right. And one of the challenges that most entrepreneurs and CEOs and founders have is that they know they're trying to get from point A to point B, but something is blocking their way. Something is preventing them from actually making it through. Just like this little bird tapping on the window, tap, 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 tap. He didn't have the resources. He knew that he saw something in my house that he wanted to get to, but he could not figure out what it was. And that's what I do. Basically, we figure out what is that thing that's driving your behavior now that's preventing you from becoming who you truly want to be.
And I got to do a mini session with you, and yes, it was so fascinating because you take people back to where they've had some sort of trauma or mini trauma or something, you know, that just affected them on a subconscious level that they don't even know about.
Yes. Basically, that's one of the most powerful things that I do for my clients is basically, even for myself, let me just give you a little bit about what happened with me. We had the session with you. I had the session with many people, hundreds of people, and they made these tremendous breakthroughs, right? And so, and then I'm looking at my life and I'm like, well, Curtis, something is blocking your energy. Something is preventing you from actually becoming the best version of yourself. What is it? And so I did the same thing. I did a session of mental and emotional release with myself. I didn't do it. I had a professional come in. You don't operate on yourself, guys. You just don't do it. A heart surgeon don't open up his own chest. He lets somebody else do that. So basically I called someone in within 10 minutes. As you well know, it takes about 10 minutes or less that we figured out that when I was two, I accepted and decided that success is hard and difficult. So that programming had been running in the background of my mind since two, not knowing that. So every time I would become number one, I was sabotaged. Every time I would have an expansion in my business, I was sabotaged. I remember I was doing over $1 million of revenue per year. And Lisa came to me and says, Curtis, this is so easy for you. Wow, you just got this thing down. And I looked at her and I said, you don't understand. This is hard and this is difficult. And I found out that programming started when I was two, when I was being potty trained by my mom. My mom told me, this is what she told me when I went back and asked her after the session. I says, Mom, what happened at age two? This is what she said. It was hard and difficult for you to be potty trained at 18 months. The same language that I have been carrying around all of those times, the same messaging and the same programming. So that's what we do first. We have to figure out what is it, that one thing, the root cause of that problem, for you to actually release it and get rid of it.
And think about our poor parents, like your mom never meant to plant that negative seed in your subconscious mind. No. And we have all these little things throughout our lives that happen. And sometimes we're not even conscious of them, or they feel like such a no big deal on the surface, but at the subconscious level, you know, because our subconscious is trying to keep us safe and trying to keep us alive.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea is, and you're so right, is that the messaging is not to harm you. The messaging is actually try to protect you. So it goes in safe mode. That's why it always go back to knowns. It go back to what it knows. And this is the crazy thing about it. Most of the programming that's running right now is from between 0 and 7. That's okay. Where we're like sponges. We're like, this messaging is coming to us. And so we don't even remember something that happened between, I didn't know at age 2 or 18 months that I was having this challenge. So this programming is running. So now, how do you get rid of it? How do you even recognize it? And so it just takes a little time. What with me, it takes minutes sometimes. Yeah. 10 minutes or less.
It's always the parents' fault. My kids don't let it go in their subconscious. They just tell me, you know, like you were talking about, Kirsten, I think, you know, just random things that get stuck.
Yes.
And my kids were like, they will tell me things every now and again. Oh, you told me this when I was in preschool. I'm like,
yes.
Telling you, I've told you hundreds of thousands of things. I have no idea which one stuck.
And that's the crazy thing about it is that it's like the challenge is, it's not that, first of all, guys, the first thing I do in my sessions is make sure that people take responsibility for where they are in their life, right? It's not my mom's fault. That was the two-year-old me figuring out that's what the messaging was. It's like, think about it. And I just wrote an article that's coming out next week. Is like, I'm writing an article now where who's running your company? Is it the two-year-old me or is it the 60-year-old me who's running my company? Because of the fact that we don't know. We can't blame our parents. Now we have the power and the resources to take control of our lives. That's the beauty about where we are, wherever you are now in your journey, is that you can take control of your own life. You can make choices now to not accept that belief, but change it. And that's the power of it. That's identifying and eliminating those hidden blind spots.
And then when you do that, you're in a better position to start taking action.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the challenge is most coaches basically say, what do you want, right? They start with the goal in mind. Well, one of the challenges with that, not that it doesn't work, because obviously a lot of people are very successful at what they do. My philosophy is that if I can get rid of the baggage, now you can actually see clearer about your goals. Now you understand a clear vision, because if I got baggage, if I'm carrying around baggage and I set a goal to make $100,000 a year, but I'm carrying baggage, every time I get close to making $100,000, I'm going to sabotage because of the fact that I'm carrying baggage. Let's get rid of the baggage so that now you can soar past $100,000 and go beyond that, because I'm not carrying old messaging that's actually preventing me from having a clear vision. That's how you align your vision with accelerated growth.
One of the things Jeannie and I have identified in ourselves is we both at some level have that same programming. You've got to work hard and you've got, you know, and we would meet on Sundays and, you know, we have a full 5-day week and we'd stay busy. And this year we just decided enough's enough. We very seldom ever meet on a weekend, you know, unless there's something like a vacation or something coming up that we have to kind of coordinate. But we basically now take Fridays off. We meet in the morning on Fridays to kind of talk about how the week went, plan the next week. And we pretty much now have 3-day weekends. And it's interesting because I think since we implemented that, we've been more productive.
Yes.
A lot more productive, because you have less time to get things done. And we're more strategic about how we use our time. And I think the other way that Jeannie and I had both sabotaged in the past would be to take too long to do things. It was that perfectionist, you know, that
yes.
Do it, redo it, go over it. And it was really funny. We were getting certified for CE credits in real estate for some trainings that we're doing up in Michigan. And the lady who was helping us get certified, at the end of one of our trainings, she finally just started laughing. She's like, you guys spend way too much time doing this. You know your stuff. You're great at it. you could have had this thing done 2 weeks ago. And she wasn't being mean to us.
Right.
But it was truthful, right? That it's that sometimes that perfectionism gets in the way, and that's a form of sabotage.
So if you think about it, that's part of the program. Somewhere along in the background is running, I have to be perfect. Well, when I was in college later in life, because I went back and got my degree when I think I was 50, one of my professors said, the best thing about writing is rewriting. So he says, it doesn't really matter what you write the first time. The beauty part about it is you can always rewrite it. So that's where you can drop the perfectionism and knowing that the next write is the right write that you're writing. So the whole idea, though, is that having that clear vision so that, and this is the thing, I love what you just shared with the audience, is that you were working really hard. The whole idea of honing in the power of your subconscious mind is that now you're operating at a higher level. You are more in flow than not, right? Have you guys ever been working and all of a sudden everything's just working right for you? And it's like the people are showing up. Yeah, you're in flow. Well, what I help individuals do is stay in flow more often than not, right? Because now they understand that how the subconscious mind works and how to continue to reprogram it so that it works more efficient for them. Working hard is not the key and it's not the strategy. Basically, working smart is more powerful than working hard. Working on the things that really matter, the old 80-20, 20% of what I do is going to give me 80% of the work. But what most entrepreneurs do, we work 80% on stuff that doesn't really matter. And that's one of the things that we kind of really stress. That's how aligning the vision, right? Getting rid of the baggage, aligning your vision so that now you can see, sense, and feel what I should be doing. What is it that's actually coming up that's going to drive true behavior?
I love that. It's funny because we're helping people get a bookkeeping virtual assistant because Kirsten's got experience in that and we've done that. And it was funny. That was the first thing that I outsourced and I didn't realize how much that was stressing me out. Like every time I came into my office, I saw that stack of receipts and I felt guilt and shame. And, you know, it's not that difficult, but I just didn't do it because I didn't want to do it. And then once I handed that off to someone, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. Like I feel lighter. I feel, you know, more creative because you've taken that big boulder off your shoulder.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it is though. It's like, think about it. And the one reason you was holding on to it, like for dear life, is because you felt safe with it, right? You felt like if I didn't do it, nobody else can do it. Well, that's not fully true. And once you release it, you release the fact that, hey, someone else can do this. And now I could be more productive in doing other things. It became evident. Yeah. But after the fact, not during, it was after the fact. The whole idea is that one of it is the blind spot. I have to hold on to it. And that's kind of what our subconscious mind tells us. It's like, I got to hold on to it to make you safe. Well, sometimes when it makes you safe, it actually limits you for becoming the best version of yourself. Once you start to grow, my framework in which I coach from is learning, growing, expanding, and transforming. Once you start to grow, you have growing pains. That's why they call them growing pains, because you're growing, you're expanding, you feel it. And you're going to get a little bit uncomfortable to become more comfortable, but it's never ending process. So now the next question is, what's the next best thing you guys are going to be coming up with so you guys can grow your company and become even better, right?
It's so fun to think that we live in a time where you're in California, I'm in Florida, Jeannie's in Virginia, where we can build these fantastic relationships and work with people anywhere. Like we just have all of these great tools and all of these great opportunities. And so I think it's easy to, like Jeannie said, want to hold on to things. It's also easy to want to do too many things and chase that shiny object syndrome. And it's interesting because I think for us, we really have identified when we're starting to kind of self-sabotage a little bit, we're starting to realize what our, you know, and sometimes when it's a partnership, we can either hold each other accountable and be better together, or if we have the same fear or self-sabotage, then it's like squared, right? And so it's big. And so working with someone like you to really help get those blocks cleared individually, but then also, do you ever work with like business partners to help them clear things? I mean, not that we would have the same childhood problems or traumas because we were raised separately.
Right.
You know, but there are like, you know, we've been in business. How long have we been business partners now? 15 years?
More than that. 20? Long time.
So there's probably some things we need to release there.
Yeah. Well, basically you think about it. And this is my philosophy around that is that, Kirsten, if I'm working with you and I'm working with Jeannie separately, you're going to become so much better that now you can work together even more efficient. Sure. See, because like you said before, one of the challenges that is that your baggage is different than her baggage.
Right.
And her perception of the world is different than your perception of the world. And but once you get a clear vision of who you are as an individual, you're going to show up differently and she's going to show up differently. And then I think one of the things you were talking about, you guys got a ceiling that you keep hitting, right? You're like, I'm here. You're trying to get past that. That means that's an indication that's potential baggage, right? That we need to kind of work with so that now you can soar past that. So the beauty part about it is that we work with you individually first, and then we find the commonality of what your business is going to be needing. And so now, because you understand her better, mm-hmm. if you understand her values and she understands your values, then now she can speak your language. You know, we talked about me and Lisa. Me and Lisa have been married now for 34 years, and I'm still working on this, guys. I mean, you know, I'm still working on it because of the fact that every once in a while, I have to speak her language in order for us to communicate. And a one word, just because you both say you want to grow, right? We'll use that as an example. You just both you say you want to grow. That doesn't mean that you speak in the same language.
Right.
That grow means you're having
very different.
Yeah, you're having the same label, grow, but the language behind it, you might be carrying some baggage around growth that's harmful, and she might have a different language that's not, and so you're going to have a conflict. So you need to understand. When she says, I want to grow, and you say you want to grow, now you're both speaking the same language. Oh, when you say that, you mean X. And when I say that, I mean Y. So now how can we make that what we want it to be look like and feel like so we can grow? But the biggest thing about it is once you started to figure out this baggage, right, you have this alignment and you can have this accelerated growth. It doesn't stop there. This is where most people stop. It's like, okay, I got it. You know, you helped me make this transformation and I have no. That's when we're talking about number three, conditioning.
Right.
It's so important.
Yeah. How do you recommend people, you know, condition themselves? You know, I know we get up every day. I was working with a client yesterday, and one of her goals is to get to 30,000 a month.
Right.
Okay. And so she's got that on her mirror. And so when we were in our coaching session last night, which we had over dinner, which was lovely on the water outside, it was fantastic. And I said, well, when you look at that 30,000, because she's like, I want it, but it just feels like, you know, grinding along. And I right. said, well, when you look at that 30,000, what are you saying to it? Why don't you say, I want to do 30,000 a month with clients who value and appreciate me. I want to do 30,000 a month with clients who pay on time. I want to do 30,000 a month with clients who I can truly help transform their business through what I do. So like speaking out all the things that she wants, and then I have a solid team that knows what to do and how to do it, when to do it. And they're all responsible and they take action. And that's made getting to this 30,000 so easy. Right. So I was like, speak to that little sticker about speaking into existence without all the turmoil.
Well, basically two things. Number one, true. Absolutely true. Now, another step to that is that she has to feel it in the body.
Yes.
And that a lot of people, when they talk about affirmations and conditioning, is that they're speaking it, but they're speaking like, and I want $30,000.
Right.
And the subconscious mind like, no, the hell you don't. Not really.
You know, not really.
Like, not really. You know, because you have not really put it into the body where when you speak in it, it's like, I believe it. I feel it. I know it's mine.
Right.
Not just saying it, but feel it. And so what I do for a lot of my clients is when we figure out what the baggage is, we get rid of the baggage. We align their goals of $30,000 or more per month with clients that I love and desire who wants to work with me. Then we program that so that now I create what I call bespoke daily mental supplements where they hear my voice and basically kind of every day programming that message in over and over and over repetition. Basically now the subconscious mind begins to believe it. It's like the reticular activating system in our minds then start to see, sense, and feel that this is mine. And it start to gravitate and start to manifest things to us because it's bringing those things to us that we've never seen before. It's almost like once you buy a new car, you've never yeah. seen that color car before, but you think you have something unique. Oh my God. I remember I bought my Range Rover a few years ago. I had a black Range Rover with leather seats and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, man, this is a unique car. And all of a sudden, everywhere I drove here in Orange County, everybody had the same freaking car because now
yes.
is focusing on the fact that everybody that is there. It's possible. And that's kind of what you're doing is the programming is not just saying it, but when she say it, stop and take a deep breath and allow herself to really feel it.
Yeah.
you know, I feel the 30,000 coming to me. I see it and I sense it. I feel like when the clients are coming to me, what I'm going to feel like, what it's going to be like, so that now the body and the mind is connected so that they really truly can have that breakthrough that they really want.
I love that. I remember seeing someone talking about that and they said, the process of that is so exciting and wonderful and challenging as well. Yes. But they said, when you can get yourself to the point that you are 100% in and you already believe that, when it actually happens, it's like, oh yeah, I already knew that. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Basically, it's like, I think Dennis Whaley talked about the fact that it's just like drill. You got to see, this is the thing about the power of the subconscious mind. It doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. And this is the scary part about it. The scary part about it is that it doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy.
Right. Yeah.
That means, and this is the catch, guy. This is the thing, is that that's why this is one of the things I always tell my client, be careful about what you listen to. This is what's happening in the world right now. And I'll leave with this, is that these pharmaceutical commercials are normalizing sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And look at what they do. You remember we talked about, they make you feel it. They have music that's playing in the background that we played when we were a child, these upbeat music, and we're up there dancing to it and moving and grooving with it. And then they letting us know, just take the medication, you'll be okay. You just do this, you'll be all right. And oh, it's okay to have this, and it's okay to have this, take the medication. Basically, they're normalizing it and they keep doing it. They are conditioning us, conditioning the world that's what it is. Well, we need to use that against them. We need to use that for ourselves when we want to become successful. It's the same thing, is that play some music, move with it, knowing that I want this $30,000 and groove with it and put it into the body. So now the body now see, sense, and feel it, that it's yours. And it's so important that this is where a lot of people drop the ball. They come to me, we have a transformation, and then they stop doing what I ask them to do on a daily basis, just like brushing your teeth. You don't brush your teeth today and says, I'm not going to brush them anymore. No, dental hygiene is a daily activity that you have to do. Working on your mind is a daily activity. You need to wake up. As soon as you get up, you need to start now programming yourself. It's going to be a great day. What's your intentions? How can I make it a great day? I can see, sense, and feel clients coming to me. So now you're programming on a daily basis. That's where the conditioning comes in at.
I love that. Yeah, it's somebody described it as, you know, when water travels down, it will create a deep, each time it goes down, it makes a deeper path. And so your mind and your body want to go back to that path because that's what it knows. And that's, you know, where it's been. So that totally makes sense that, it, you know, if you're going to change that in a positive way, you've got to do something every day to get yourself into the right path and not the crooked path.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about it. And if you stop, it's going to always go back to the least resistant. It'll easily go back to what you've always done because it knows that. It's like, I'm comfortable with that. I feel safe. You know, that's what kept me safe for all my life. And now I want to go back to it. So, oh my God. Yeah, this is good.
Curtis, you're amazing. So if people want to get in touch with you, and I highly recommend that you reach out to Curtis and work with him. I've had one session and looking forward to another in the future. So how can people get in touch with you, Curtis?
Basically, they can reach me on LinkedIn. I'm on all social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on all the social media. Just DM me and says, hey, Curtis, I saw you on the podcast. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a cup of coffee. I mean, that's what I figure out. Let's start with it. I'm the old fashioned guy. You know, I'm so sick and tired of people telling me what to do. This is me. I'm an old-fashioned guy from Mississippi, and I believe in hospitality. The first thing I want to do with you is just have a cup of coffee that says, hey, how are you doing? And what's happening in your life? And how can I help and support you? Because it really doesn't matter if I can help you or not. If you don't like me and trust me and know that I can do the job for you, nothing's going to happen anyway. So let's just have a cup of coffee. We'll maybe put the link for a clarity call, a coffee call, whatever you want to do. Let's put a link down here, and they can kind of click on that and says, hey, I want to have a cup of coffee because of this or whatever you are. And let's just have a conversation.
Perfect. I love that, Curtis. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.